Good morning. Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. May I have your zip code so I can better assist you?
71037.
Thank you, sir. What's your first and last name, please?
Kenneth Miller.
Okay, Mr. Miller, for security purposes on your account, could you verify your shipping address for me?
1196 Bellevue Road.
City and state, please.
Houghton, Louisiana, 71037.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Miller, you've reached a third-party call center, sir. We're located in Central Alabama, and we provide customer support for different online vendors. I'm waiting for your account to pull up so I can see which one. Okay, it looks like you paid shipping and handling in the amount of $575 on 6-4 for a Platinum Ultra smartwatch, $399 for a warranty for that watch, sir. The charge you're seeing for $67.32, Mr. Miller, is because...
Wait, where did that come? See, the watch was supposed to be free, shipping and handling, and then I
$399 for a warranty. The $67.32 charge you're seeing, Mr. Miller, is because when you paid the shipping, there's a disclaimer that comes up, sir, stating that you have 48 hours to cancel this membership. They enrolled you in something called the Factory Direct Savings Store, where they give you a $125 gift card each month in exchange for a monthly fee to something called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club. It's an online web store where you can shop online exclusively with that card.
Okay, I want that taken out. I want it canceled. I want that money put back in my account.
Okay, I can cancel out the account, sir, but because of that disclaimer, they only offer a 35% refund to that charge.
Well, that's bullshit because, you know, they don't tell you that when you're ordering shit on the phone. You know, they add all these fees, and I want that taken off, or I'm going to have to call somebody else, or I need somebody else to talk to.
Okay, well, we all follow the same protocol. Mr. Miller, I can refund 50%. That's just what the vendor allows. This is a third-party call center. This isn't the company directly. We provide customer service for this vendor and several others.
Well, okay. Is there anybody higher than you to talk to?
Yes, sir. We follow the same protocol. Please hold.
Okay, thank
let me
you.
Get you. Yes, sir. Let me get you canceled out, sir.
Well, I mean, why don't they tell you this when you're ordering stuff, that they're going to fee you all these extra fees?
Right.
You know, sure, I'm going to take a free phone or a free watch and pay the shipping on it, and then all this other fee stuff comes up, and all of a sudden I'm being charged.
Yeah, and this would have been a recurring monthly fee, sir. Have you disputed the charge with your bank? It just happened on the 10th. Did your bank call you?
No, I just happened to look at my account. I'm going, what the hell is that?
Right.
And I'd seen it was from the same number that I had on the when I ordered the no shipping and handling when I ordered.
Right.
It.
Well, that's what they do. Once you pay the shipping, that's when the disclaimer comes up about having 48 hours to cancel. At least that's what the customers say when they call in, because some actually do call the same day they pay the shipping and get it canceled, but they still receive the watch. I have it canceled out for you, Mr. Miller, and I have a cancellation number for you. Before I transfer your call, I'm going to refund that 50% and then switch you over to a supervisor, okay?
Okay, so you're going to refund 50%, which is, okay, roughly 30-some dollars.
They're about $33.22, and then I'll switch you over to a supervisor because that's all they authorize me to refund. But I'll get you transferred over after I do the most that I can do, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Give me just a moment. I'm going to send you. That's okay. I understand, sir. Especially when you see charges, you don't have any idea where they came from. That's 100% understandable, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And believe me, if I could refund it all to you, I would. But I'll get you transferred to somebody who may be able to, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. I'm refunding $33.66 back to MasterCard ending 8180. Give me just a moment to process this. I'm going to send you a refund confirmation, Mr. Miller, to kdog58miller@gmail.com. You should receive that email, sir, within the next 24 to 48 hours. If you don't receive it right away, just check your emails every now and again over the course of the next 48 hours. And you'll have that money back on your MasterCard. Let me see. Let me see if I can void that charge back instead of refunding it. We'll put it back on your card faster. I have to refund it. So it'll be 3 to 5 business days before you see that $33.66 back on your card. Your cancellation number is going to be C as in cat, followed by 260-539-791.
791. Okay.
Yes, sir. And give me just one moment to type up a quick note, and then I'll get you transferred over to your supervisor, Mr. Miller.
Thank you.
You're welcome. One moment, please. Thank you for holding for me, Mr. Thomas. I'm going to get you transferred over to a supervisor now, okay? Thank you, and thank you for calling customer support. Please hold while I transfer your call, sir. You stay safe.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. One moment, please. Just a second. I'm just transferring these notes so they'll know why you called, so you don't have to be redundant.
Okay.
Okay.
My name was, I think he's called me Mr. Robertson. It's Mr. Miller.
I'm sorry. I thought I said Mr. Miller, too. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I just want to make sure you had the right name.
Okay. Right. Okay. Okay, now I'm about to transfer your call. Again, stay safe, Mr. Miller, and you have a great day, okay? Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you.